Luke stepped into the steam. His sinuses and throat went raw after his first scorching breath, but he continued forward, using the force to clear the fumes away from his face. As he drew nearer to the sculpted tentacle basin, the power of the fountain itself began to pour through him, making him feel cold and queasy and vile inside. It looked much the same as it had during his first visit. A jet of dark water, about as thick as his leg, rising from some well of dark side energy, so deep and ancient that it felt as old as the galaxy itself. Talon stopped next to Luke and let out a soft breath that might have been a gasp of awe or a hiss of fear. He stared into the column of brown water for a long time, allowing its power to wash over him. Then, finally stepped away from Luke and let his hand drop toward his lightsaber.
"I've kept my side of the bargain,"
Talon demanded.
"What do you know of this place?"
Luke continued to look into the column of brown water. "Well, it's a very powerful nexus of the dark side."
"That much I can sense for myself."
Talon's voice grew menacing.
"I trust you have more to offer."
Luke nodded. "Someone tried to trick me into drinking from it." As he spoke, a small pair of vortices appeared in the yellow steam, spinning at about head height above the basin. "They told me that if I had the courage to drink from the fountain, I would have the power to achieve anything."
"Who is they?"
Talon demanded. Luke could feel the cold brush of Talon monitoring his force aura, trying to determine whether he was lying. He ignored the sensation and continued to watch as more vortices appeared in the sulfurous steam. The first set began to slow and grow more substantial, taking on the ovoid shape of eyes.
"My patience grows short,"
Talon warned.
"If you believe you can deceive me, you are mistaken."
"It was my guides from Sinkhole Station," Luke explained. The first set of eyes began to glow with the same golden anger he had seen on his previous visit, and he glanced away, making the movement quick and obvious. "They weren't very trustworthy."
"Or so you would have me believe."
As Talon spoke, his gaze shifted toward the fountain, and he let out an audible gasp as more sets of eyes began to manifest around the first.
"Who are they?"
Luke could only shake his head.
"Your guess is as good as mine," he said. "Destructors? Manifestations of the dark side? More beings like Abeloth?"
"Prisoners,"
Talon said, leaping to his own conclusion. He shot Luke an angry glance.
"Just as you hoped I would become."
Luke put on an innocent face, then protested, "I wanted to go back to Abeloth's cave."
"A ploy,"
Talon said.
"Had you shown your eagerness, I would have sensed your trap."
"You're too clever for me again, Lord Talon."
As Luke spoke, he experienced the familiar jab of his son's force touch. Ben felt worried and seemed to be trying to warn him about something, urging him to stay alert and keep his guard up. Obviously, something must have gone wrong back aboard the Shadow, but there was no use letting Talon know. Luke turned back to the fountain, and maintaining a deliberate air of calm, pointed at one of the more alien-looking sets of eyes.
"Any idea what species those might belong to?"
"None at all."
Talon stood gazing from one set of golden eyes to another for several moments, then gave a sudden shiver and looked away.
"But their promises are not to be trusted."
"Promises?"
Luke's surprise was as real as his alarm. The darkness in the fountain had clearly reached out to Talon in a way that it had not to him. And whether it was promising to reveal Abeloth's true identity or the secret of drawing on the fountain's power, that could only mean trouble.
"They're actually speaking to you?"
Talon turned to Luke with a sneer.
"Your act grows annoying, Master Skywalker."
He spun on his heel and started away from the basin.
"It was a cunning trap, but nothing in this galaxy is harder to trick than a Sith High Lord."